Welcome to The Excellent Fiduciary, a podcast from Roland Criss, where we explore what it takes to meet and exceed the demands of managing a retirement plan in today's complex market. Now, let's begin today's show with an introduction from our Roland Criss host.
Technology empowered threats to the security and confidentiality of retirement plan assets and data are exploding. Current fiduciary management methods largely lack a formal interface with the information technology function and its storehouse of expertise. These two realities I've just mentioned demand that fiduciary committees embrace their enterprises, information technology departments, in a new era of collaboration. Now, during this podcast, we're going to discuss how the cybersecurity challenge affects the management of corporate retirement plans. I'm Ron Hagen, Chairman of the Risk Standards Committee at Roland Criss. I'm pleased to present today's podcast topic titled Cybersecurity Ushers in a New Technology Era for Fiduciaries. Well, the Employee Benefit Security Administration, which enforces the Employee Retirement Income Security Act, has issued cybersecurity guidance to enterprises that sponsor ERISA-qualified retirement plans. That guidance was issued in April of 2021. It forces the need for a change in the attitude of retirement plan committees toward their enterprise's information technology departments. Generally speaking, regular interaction between fiduciary committees and their IT departments related to plan data security is sporadic at best and non-existent at worst. Continuing threats of cybersecurity attacks and conformance to the EBSA's cybersecurity guidance require an overhaul of the fiduciary to IT relationship. We'll examine how the lack of collaboration between fiduciary committees and IT departments is an existing obstacle to protecting ERISA-qualified retirement plans, assets, and data. We're also going to talk about an action plan that you may use for improvement. First, I'd like to introduce what I'm going to call a new paradigm for fiduciary committees. For the first time, the government released cybersecurity advice to retirement plan fiduciaries in 2021. It's not been done before. The recommendations contained in three publications that came along with that guidance don't rise to the level of actual regulation. Instead, they're an outline of best practices for maintaining cybersecurity. It's up to plan fiduciaries then to interpret those practices and their intent and transpose them into actionable procedures. That's a job that's going to challenge many chief financial officers and human resources leaders. Well, the purpose of the guidance really is uncomplicated and, for the most part, it's quite principled. Its implementation makes the point that not all guidance or advice from the government is equal. Some carry greater impact with more significant potential penalties. Well, the Employee Benefit Security Administration, or the EBSA, has clarified the intensity of its commitment to making change in asset and data security fiduciary behavior by developing a new cybersecurity audit initiative around the precepts that were defined in the rollout of its guidance. Random investigations of ERISA plan sponsors began shortly after the guidance was announced, and considering the investigation's immediacy and the makeup of the document requests that we've been seeing that accompany those investigations, it's really wise to view the EBSA's advice as imminent de facto regulation. It would be easy to conclude that conforming to the government's guidance rests primarily in the domain of information technology. But Brian Smith, who's the section chief for the FBI's cyber division, addressed this issue, warning that cybersecurity is more a business challenge than an IT issue. Recently, in a conference, he said, "The value of information is dependent on the degree to which it affects the viability of an enterprise. The more critical the data, the more emphasis is needed on securing it." Brian went on to say that an IT department is not the best equipped office to prioritize the value of all corporate information. And as if to make Brian's point, a chief financial officer who serves on the Employee Benefit Plan Cybersecurity Working Group commented, "I've always thought IT was taking care of our 401k plan's data security needs. I've been surprised to learn that it's not all that high on their priority scale." Well, against this backdrop, investment and retirement plan committees face a big challenge in defining the boundary between benefit plan management and their enterprise's IT infrastructure. Let's talk about the domain of the IT world as it relates to cybersecurity for just a minute. For a proper connection between a retirement plan committee and the employer's computer department, fiduciaries need to understand that cybersecurity and information technology are not the same things. Information technology, on the one hand, embraces the installation of new computer systems to support an enterprise's growth. Examples of that include maintaining existing software applications, developing new computer-based solutions, maximizing digital network performance, improving communications, and facilitating information sharing among all of the organizations within the enterprise. In addition to that, information technology ensures the security of an organization's data in any form, physical, electronic, from internal threats. I emphasize that point. Now, on the other hand, cybersecurity addresses the protection of data from threats introduced by electronic means. That involves safeguards against attackers gaining access to networks, computers, programs, and data. Both disciplines, information technology and cybersecurity, are concerned with the protection of data. It's typical for enterprises to consolidate these two disciplines within the purview of the IT or computer systems business unit. However, IT is not primarily responsible for compliance with the fiduciary principles defined in the Employee Retirement Income Security Act. Decisions in recent lawsuits brought against employers for breach of their fiduciary duty in cases involving theft of retirement plan assets by electronic means makes it clear who is legally responsible. Here's an example. A court ruled that the third-party administrator, who was sued initially by a participant in a 401k plan for a cybersecurity breach, may bring counterclaims. That is, the third-party administrator may sue the employer and its plan fiduciaries because of the plan sponsor's alleged carelessness in its computer IT systems and employment practices. That case illustrates the expanding liability for boards of directors, CFOs, and HR leaders in retaining and managing retirement assets and the personally identifiable information of plan participants. It's essential to grasp the reality that that liability is not borne by information technology managers who usually don't fall under the umbrella of an ERISA fiduciary. That responsibility typically falls in the finance side of the organization, directly on the shoulders of human resources. Well, now let's step into the domain of ERISA plan fiduciaries as it relates to cybersecurity. Plan fiduciaries must take steps to protect participant information, and the steps must be necessary, and the system used to communicate with the participants must have embedded protections. That's a quote out of ERISA Regulation Section 104B. So there should be no doubt in the minds of an ERISA fiduciary, a retirement plan fiduciary, that cybersecurity is and bears a fiduciary responsibility. Now, the systems on which fiduciaries rely are owned and operated largely by third parties, record keepers and TPAs, third-party administrators. So the buyer of the services provided by these third parties is most often an enterprise's CFO or a human resources executive acting at the behest of a fiduciary committee. Now, since evaluating service providers' technology capabilities is outside the professional skills of most individuals in HR and finance, that aspect of a provider's offering rarely gets examined. Consequently, the cybersecurity readiness of the record keepers and third-party administrators that serve most retirement and pension plans is unknown to their clients. Now, in years preceding the mass digitization of plan data and the emergence of the cyber criminals that came along with it, IT was not a participant in the vendor selection process. That must change dramatically under the EBSA's cybersecurity guidance. Boards and executives need to begin the hard work of governing cyber risks by following best practices and standards that embrace the information technology units of their organizations. Well, let's now connect the information technology and fiduciary domains. Let's see where we're going with this. From the retirement plan operation perspective, technology is the plan. From payroll to the management of participants' accounts, technology is the enabler. The lines between human resources functions and technology functions are blurring. Yet the information technology groups of most employer organizations are in a silo far away from fiduciary committees. The modern fiduciary looked for ways to engage more deeply with the technology, especially in light of the EBSA's intense investigation program that follows up its cybersecurity guidance. Well, it's worth noting that a committee's ideas on how to reimagine the role of information technology can sometimes be at odds. Here's an example of that. The chief information officer of a business that sponsored an ERISA qualified retirement plan was at loggerheads with the organization's chief financial officer, and here's why. The CFO emphasized on cost, and that emphasis was seemingly at odds with the chief information officer, who was focused on hiring a different record keeper than the one currently used, but they had better security controls, even though its fees were higher than the CFO's favorite. Both of these leaders identified a viable vendor for the retirement plan, but they could not effectively prioritize because neither had considered the bigger strategic picture. Well, to help eliminate these kinds of stalemates, let's consider some action steps that they could have taken. You may find yourself at some point in that same situation, and perhaps these four tips will help. Consider making your enterprise's chief information officer a regular non-member guest of the fiduciary committee meetings. Involve a representative from IT periodically in meetings conducted between human resources and the retirement plan's vendors. Include the chief information officer on the distribution list of the responses the plan's vendors give to HR's inquiries of cybersecurity practices and ask for IT's evaluation of those responses. And then ask IT for awareness training in cybersecurity standards. Examples of that would be those standards issued by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, and ISO. Well, benefit plans often maintain and share sensitive employee data and asset information across multiple unrelated entities as part of the entire benefit plan administration process. So consider this data carefully when you implement cybersecurity risk management measures. And because ERISA regulates benefit plans, anyone who interacts with the plan should be particularly aware of the impact that breaches have on participants and beneficiaries and the associated rights and duties of plan fiduciaries arising out of ERISA. Well, as we get ready to conclude today, I wanted to give you some ideas on where to start in combining and interacting with information technology from the human resources perspective. Here's where to start. Number one, be sure to adopt a cybersecurity policy for your plan. Regardless of a plan size or complexity, the need for a fiduciary committee created cybersecurity policy statement has escalated to the same level of importance as an investment policy statement. The IT departments of most organizations maintain data security policies at the enterprise level, but we find that rarely do such policies expand to include and ERISA plans' personally identifiable information, for example. So don't delay adding a data security policy to the other policies that you rely on to prove your committee's prudence. Second, conduct a cybersecurity risk assessment. Initiate an examination, whether it's self-assessed or whether you engage a third party, of your plan's current cybersecurity sensitivities. A legally defensible risk assessment should adhere to 18 essential criteria. Those criteria are available from Roland Chris. If you like, send your request to me at excellentfiduciary@rolandchris.com, and I'd be happy to send you the list of the 18 criteria that drive a competent and professional cybersecurity risk assessment. Third, evaluate cybersecurity to a high monitoring priority. The agendas of benefit plan-related committees should include a permanent entry for monitoring security management, best practices for ERISA governance, risk management and compliance, or GRC, now require evidence of robust monitoring. Using a technology application tailored to help run the GRC system is almost a must. Fiduciary committees, CFOs, and human resources executives have hard work ahead to manage cybersecurity threats. The solution is found by adopting best practices and adhering to guidelines now in place by federal regulators. Collaboration with an enterprise's information technology group is essential, but admittedly, it's a sea change for many fiduciary committees. The federal government's enforcement of cybersecurity best practices here, folks, let's face it. And human resources leaders who are looking for ways to enhance their status have an opportunity. Now's the time to get in front of a coming wave of changes that will redefine the job description of the modern benefit plan executive. While Roland Chris helps human resources executives and CFOs upgrade their management systems, and I'd be happy to give you the details. You can contact me by email. My address is excellentfiduciary@rolandchris.com. Go to our website at rolandchris.com for more podcasts that address the challenges facing executives who serve as fiduciaries for employee benefit plans qualified under the Employee Retirement Income Security Act. Join us next week. Until then, have a great day.